we have received communication as members of the Committee of Defense and Internal Affairs that we are supposed to be interacting with the Minister of Defense Thursday over concerns of our forces having gone to Southern Sudan. Basically, what I want to say that even before the interactions that we are supposed to be having Thursday, as an individual, at least I feel extremely happy that our forces moved very fast to intervene in this conflict. To us as a nation and as stakeholders in the affairs of our country, we are so much interested in the safety of our people. We have a good number of our nationals who are in Southern Sudan who have genuinely gone there to trade. And in such a conflict, in such conflicts, of course, if the UPDF had not moved very swiftly to create safe passage for our people, then that means we would have lost thousands of them. So basically, to me as a person, I think it was timely and quite important that the UPDF went to Southern Sudan.
But Honorable, you know that some of your colleagues held a news conference. They were not particularly happy that President Museveni deployed the troops without seeking parliamentary approval as stipulated in the Constitution. How do you reconcile that?
Of course, they have their own opinion. But at such a time when Parliament is not working, we are on recess, and yet the situation on the ground called for an immediate intervention. Of course, what I would be to secure the free passage for our people, then possibly convene Parliament and ratify whatever action would have taken place.
Some people are saying you are just parroting the talking points of the NRM party, the ruling party which you belong to. That is not reflective of the will of the people, because they say Ugandans are not happy that UPDF troops have been deployed there to support one faction in the conflict in South Sudan.
No, but you see, Peter, in this case, going by the facts on the ground, we are being informed that UPDF has played a neutral role. In any case, it has not actually been involved in the actual fighting, siding with any of the factions. And we do believe that UPDF is supposed to play a neutral role to ensure that the warring factions can come on the round table and talk peace. To me, absolutely, that's what I think is the best way forward.
Are you going to specifically ask the Minister of Defense the role that the UPDF is playing there, especially when one faction has accused the UPDF of supporting President Salva Kiir in the conflict?
You see, of course, the starting point would be, of course, to know exactly how far we've gone with the crisis, with that crisis in Southern Sudan, because outrightly we need to hear from the horse's mouth, especially from the Minister of Defense, what has transpired on the ground in Southern Sudan. But of course, on the other hand, we would also be interested in knowing the formal procedures under which all this has happened. Much as we had concerns of really having our people get out of Southern Sudan safely, but we are also interested in knowing, is it under the IGAD arrangement? Is it under the African Union arrangement? All these are questions that linger in the minds of many.